Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's deputy prime minister announced Saturday that 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed on with the Russians. They include a corridor from the besieged port city of Mariupol, several in the Kyiv region, and several in the Luhansk region. There are also plans to deliver humanitarian aid to the city of Kherson, which is currently under control of the Russian forces. In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces are blockading the largest cities with the goal of creating such miserable conditions that Ukrainians will cooperate. He said the Russians are preventing supplies from reaching surrounded cities in central and southeastern Ukraine. The latest British Defense Intelligence assessment of the conflict is that Russian forces have made minimal progress this week. As the invasion enters its fourth week, Russian troops failed to seize control of Kyiv, a major objective of the Kremlin. Britain's defense ministry tweeted on Friday that Ukrainian forces around Kyiv and Mykolaiv continue to frustrate Russian attempts to encircle the cities. The cities of Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Sumy, and Mariupol remain encircled and subject to heavy Russian shelling, it said. U.S. defense officials have repeatedly described Russia's military as facing stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces. In Moscow on Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed tens of thousands of people at a stadium rally praising the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine. He said, "We have not had unity like this for a long time." You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian military officials said Saturday they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. In a statement Saturday, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had destroyed a large underground warehouse containing missiles and ammunition. Russia Saturday also claimed its soldiers have entered the center of the besieged port city of Mariupol in southern Ukraine, which has been under shelling for days. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces acknowledged Friday that they've lost access to the coast temporarily because Russian forces have managed to tighten their grip around the city. Ukrainian officials say Russia has conducted 14 missile strikes and 40 air raids on targets, mainly civilian ones, in Ukraine in the past 24 hours. Polls have closed in East Timor after Asia's youngest nation held its fifth presidential election since independence on Saturday, with political stability and economic security at the forefront of voters' minds. The 16 presidential hopefuls include former resistance fighter and incumbent President Francisco Luolo Guterres, as well as independence figure and Nobel laureate José Ramos Horta, and a former Catholic priest. While the nation's independence figures still dominate the field, for the first time there are also four female candidates, including Deputy Prime Minister Armanda Berta dos Santos. A recent poll by the National University showed that Ramos Horta, who is 72, and a former Defense Forces commander, and the incumbent Guterres were the favorites. At the time the polls had closed, some would-be voters in the capital had been unable to cast ballots due to residency requirements. It was not immediately clear how many people were affected by that rule. Spain has declared the beginning of a new stage in its strained relations with Morocco. The Spanish prime minister has written to the Moroccan king, agreeing that having Western Sahara operate autonomously under Rabat's rule is the most serious, realistic, and credible initiative for resolving a decades-long dispute over the vast African territory. This marks an enormous departure from Spain's earlier stance of considering Morocco's grip on Western Sahara an occupation. The shift followed months of frosty diplomatic relations and a humanitarian crisis over migration from Morocco to Spain. And once again, recapping our top story, Ukraine's deputy prime minister has announced that 10 humanitarian corridors have been agreed on with the Russians, one of those coming from the besieged port city of Mariupol and several in the capital city region. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.